Today is Monday, November 15th, 2010. You're listening to Robert Lee Camp and the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Bring a little funky music in tonight. Hope you're having a great day today. We are firmly in Scorpio territory. We're in the last days of Scorpio. By next week, we could be into Sagittarius. So people born today have two planetary ruling cards. The Mars card is the most prominent. If you're born today, you are at Five of Clubs. Your first planetary is the Seven of Hearts, followed by the Nine of Spades. Very interesting birthday. And there's a lot of famous people born today. And the things that you can know from the cards are things you would only know if you knew the person personally. So we have actor Ed Asner. We have singer Petula Clark. We have Jack Burns of Burns and Schreiber. We have actress Johanna Barnes. We have Sam Waterston, rapper E-40, country singer Jack Ingram, drummer Dave Carr of Third Day. Who else? There's a few others. Now, these people, some of these are dead. Erwin Rommel, the famous German tank commander, leader. We have Wapner of the People's Court, Judge Wapner. And we have, let's see, I saw somebody else here interesting. We have Georgia O'Keeffe, the famous painter, and Beverly D'Angelo, and actor Sean Murray. So this is Five of Clubs, and a very interesting birthday because fives, you know, the Five of Clubs being the most, anyone born today is going to have a very strong desire for freedom. Not that they won't settle down or get married. And I would imagine that of many of the Five of Clubs' birthday, this birthday might actually get married more often because both the ruling cards are marriageable. Both of the ruling cards have tremendous relationship issues, things to work on, karma to work on. And so I think sometimes marriage like this, it can be it's almost like you can be marriageable because getting married is going to create a situation where you can work out this karma. So Seven of Hearts have a lot of relationship karma, and so do Nine of Spades, and both of them have a tendency to be very dominating. So if you were married to somebody born today, you would probably have a partner who's extremely strong-willed and somewhat controlling or trying to control you, which is very interesting because here they are at five who doesn't want to be controlled by anybody. And they're going to be very controlling. They're always trying to keep the upper hand in relationships. Now, again, you would never know this just by knowing a celebrity on the outside. You'd have to know their personal life a little bit to know this is true. Okay? But if you're born today or anywhere close to today, feel free to call in. Five of Clubs have the magical millionaires card in their life spread. Anybody born a Five of Clubs is going to come into money in the course of their life that they didn't have to earn that much. It'll come easily to them. It's very interesting. I've known lots of Five of Clubs. I seem to attract them to a certain extent. And they almost always have money that came in very quickly. It's often through business, for sure. Sometimes it's through inheritance, but often it's through the work they do. But it really comes in much greater than you would expect from the work that they're doing. Somehow it pays off in a really big way for them. So happy birthday to all you Five of Clubs born today. And feel free to call in if you have a birthday today or close to today. Okay? every Monday night we have a topic, and tonight's topic is about the cards and self-acceptance. No matter what birthday you are, the cards can tell you something about yourself that you have in common with everybody else born on this day. Now, each of you may express that a little differently. There are certainly room for variety in expression, which is why people who are born twins can have somewhat different lives. And yet, they're very much alike. You can't say that any two people born on the same day are really that different. You're going to find there's a lot of similarities. It's very interesting, though. There's a mirroring quality that we have, that we see a lot. I see a lot in the cards and astrology. And that it goes like this. If I'm unwilling to accept something about myself, I will most likely, attract somebody who will be my mirror, who will be expressing those things until I can learn to accept it. So, this is how two people born on the same birthday who might be together like twins can take different parts, different halves of the same thing. And for both of them, one of the lessons can be learning to accept the other person who's acting out the parts of his or her card that the other person doesn't want to express. So, but the real purpose, if there is one, to knowing your card would be, the higher purpose would be to learn to help us embrace who we are. I've had many, many emails from people saying, thank you for your books, because the first thing that happened was it just took a big load off me to realize that I'm a certain kind of person. And maybe their whole life everybody had been expecting them to be something else. But when they read in the book, somehow reading it in the book and hearing me say it gave them permission to be who they already were. Like, for example, threes, people who are threes are really creative, but they have a very short attention span. They're not going to be able to handle a job that is routine, repetitious, real orderly, and they would call that boring. Whereas somebody who's a four might really get into it. Or even a two might get into that, because that's their nature, to be more like that. But whatever your card is, if you can look at that card, and you have to look at the birth and the ruling card together, by the way. If you can embrace all of who you are, you'll find that all your relationships really get better. Because really, people in our life are there on a spiritual level to mirror us. That's their real purpose in our life. So if you can embrace who you are more completely, you won't have to have these sort of dramas unfold where you're fighting with people around you. You will have less of that in your life. I guarantee that. I guarantee. So you have to be willing to embrace both the positive and what you might consider the negative of your card. I mean, it's usually the negative stuff that we're running away from. That's the stuff that we don't want to acknowledge. No one wants to admit they're wrong or they're bad or they make mistakes. It's just human nature to avoid that. But if you can't embrace that in yourself, if you can't say, oh, look, I'm not perfect and it's okay that I'm not perfect. If you can't do that, you're going to keep attracting people around you to you that act out the things that you cannot embrace. So first of all, the cards give us an opportunity to embrace ourselves, our birth card and our ruling card, both the positive and the negative. I mean, I'm a Queen of Diamonds birth card, and I have had all of the positive and negative expressions of that card repeated many times in my life. I'm also an Ace of Diamonds ruling card, and I have those qualities. And yes, they're still there. If I was to ignore them or try to push them away, I would have to keep attracting people in my life to mirror that for me until I could accept it. I might even marry somebody who acts that way. I've known Ace of Diamonds men which are known to be, you know, Mason Diamonds, and they're known to be men who would have affairs on when they're married. I've had Ace of Diamonds guys who have, they're like, no way would I ever have an affair. No way. You know, I've never done that. I never will do that. Well, guess who they attract? Guess who ends up being their partners? It's almost invariably somebody that will act that out. They'll have a partner that acts that out. They'll have a girlfriend, a lover. The significant other in their life will eventually cheat on them because they haven't embraced it in themselves. This also goes for a lot of other cards. I mean, that same quality is found in lots of cards. Five of clubs, all the threes basically can be very unstable in relationships. And if you can't accept that about yourself, if you're one of these cards, you're going to attract a partner who acts that out for you until you get it. So the beauty of the cards is seeing who you are, and then you can start looking at your relationships and go, huh, am I attracting people that act like some of the traits of my card? It's a great awareness that comes in. This is one of the real benefits. This is real spiritual growth, where we start to look inside of ourselves and be honest with ourselves. Just imagine if you could totally embrace, completely embrace, the positive and negative of your card and be okay with that. Just imagine, if you're not, just imagine that. And imagine all the people in your life that you might be pushing up against or fighting with who are acting out some of the negative qualities of your own card. And every card has a negative side. I mean, twos are argumentative and whiny, and threes are uncertain and can't make up their mind and change their mind a lot. Fives have freedom. Fours are stubborn. Sixes are competitive and they'll fight with you and so forth and so on. All the cards have something, a negative as well as a positive expression. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with anybody, but this is what we have to deal with. So spirituality is about raising our awareness. Well, there's no more valuable form of self-awareness, raising our awareness, than coming into a greater acceptance of ourselves and the way we act out in our life. And this is where the cards can be an extremely valuable tool. And I know that a lot of you are using them just this way. Feel free to mention that tonight when you call in. We do have quite a few callers who have already lined up. The lines are full. So we're going to complete this topic and move on to taking a short break here. For those of you who are interested, imagine for $14.95 a month, you could have access to the Book of Destiny software. You can look at all your cards. You could just put your yearly cards, your seven-year cards, your seven-week cards, your weekly cards, your daily cards, your life spread, and you can go forwards and backwards to any time in your life and look at the cards, click on them, and the meaning comes up instantly on your screen. And both for your birth card and your ruling card, and you can even go and look at your personality cards. And you can do that for anybody else that you know. Imagine having that ability, not just seeing the card for today and this year, but seeing all the cards. Not just the main card, but the direct and vertical cards and the underlying cards, which often are people that are involved in the situations in your life. Well, that's available online now. The Book of Destiny program by itself is only $9.95 a month. You can have that for $9.95 a month. You'll have access to all of your cards and everybody else's. And then we have the Love Cards program, which does three different kinds of reports and readings. Any kind of relationship. So you can do relationship readings for yourself or anybody else, and you'll have it right at your fingertips. And you can buy that separately for $9.95 a month, or you can actually get them both together for $14.95 a month. This is available now. It's all available on our new website, which is called e7thunders.com. That's e7thunders.com. And all you have to do is go to the page, and then at the top, click on Products and Services, Software, and Destiny Software. And you'll see it right there. You can sign up right now and have access immediately to all this information. Now, if you want reports, these versions, you have to pay extra to get reports. But it's, you even get discounts on that. Or you can, if you decide you're really going to do a lot of reports, you can order the professional versions, which costs more per month, but you'll have unlimited reports. You can do as many reports as you want for anybody. Both of these programs are now available and live on e7thunders.com. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines and start taking some calls from some of our wonderful listeners. Be right back after Sri Ram. That was Sri Ram. It's a song on my CD called Bhakti Rock, which is still available, I believe, on iTunes. Last time I checked. Okay, welcome back. Our first three callers, interesting. We have a Jack, Queen, and King of Clubs. All three, the first three. And the fourth caller is a Nine of Clubs. So I thought that was very interesting. First caller up is Gail. She's a King of Clubs, November 7th, 1962, from New York. Are you there, Gail?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hello, is this Gail?
Yes, this is Gail.
Welcome to the show, Gail. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you so much. I'm just happy that you're doing the cards tonight.
Oh, great. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, to tell you the truth, I just ran into your site about 2 weeks ago. I've been very intrigued with what I got. But I just want to know really more meaning of the King of Clubs.
Of the Two of Clubs?
The king.
The king. Oh, you mean your card, your birth card.
My card, right.
Okay.
My card,
okay.
Because it says, and it's so true because I have good intuition and I love knowledge and I don't know where half of the knowledge come from because I'm not a big reader.
Uh-huh. Well, it comes from, like, you already knew it kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
You already knew it. You know, like you learned it some past lifetime. King of Clubs are people that live by a higher standard of truth. It's the king of the suit of knowledge, okay? It's the king of the suit of information. So as far as communicating goes and knowledge and information, the King of Clubs is the king. You understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And King of Clubs is very independent. You know, they need to basically live life their way. They can't live a life by anybody else's standards. You know, John Lennon was a King of Clubs. So was George Harrison in the Beatles. Both of those guys were King of Clubs. And, you know, not only did they led a life where they showed the world, I have to live it my way. You see? So
yeah,
King of Clubs have to lead life their way. They're not followers. They don't follow other people. They make their own path in life. Okay. So, let me ask you quickly, are you married or single?
I'm widow.
You're widowed. Okay, so
yeah.
You just had a birthday, and I'm just going to give you a little heads up about this year, okay, coming up.
Thank you.
In this system, the year begins on your birthday, and this year is all about love for you.
Yay.
It's all about having a love partner. And that should be manifesting itself fairly soon.
Great.
So keep your radar tuned in, all right? There's somebody right around the corner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thanks for being my guest, Gail. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, thank you so much, and have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. You too. You never have to worry about a King of Clubs person being respectful and being well-spoken, and it's always a pleasure talking to them. Next up is a Queen of Clubs. Her name is Celeste, and she's from California. She's August 14th, 1973. Are you there, Celeste?
I am. Hi, Robert.
Welcome to our show.
Hello. I've spoken with you before. I love your cards.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, okay, I'm calling to get insight, I guess. I'm about a relationship I recently got into. Mm-hmm. With a King of Hearts, and he's been my friend for over 15 years, so it's a strange transition from just being good friends. And I think I glanced over the books just the other day, and I have a Nine of Clubs long-range card this year.
Yeah.
And I think his was either a Five of Hearts or a Five of Clubs, which kind of got me nervous. Like,
okay, so what's his birthday? I know he's a King of Hearts, but what's his birthday so I can tell what his other card is?
Okay, it's October 22nd.
1973. Okay, so is he a Scorpio or a Libra, do you know?
A Libra.
Okay, because that, you know, that has a big difference. That would tell us what his ruling card is. So Libra would be Six of Hearts. really karmic. And you have a double Venus connection with him. There's definitely, like, this is like a friendship connection you have with him.
Right, we've been friends for a long time.
You guys are really compatible. Whether that can work out to be a romantic, I mean, obviously it could. There's nothing saying it couldn't be a romantic relationship.
Right, right. I think just looking at the card spread, I just wondered if it was bad timing right now. I seeing the fives and then the aces and the nines on his Venus, I was just like, oh.
Well, between you and him, you're the more unstable person in the relationship.
Right, I did. This I know. Yeah.
So really what you're asking is, am I going to do something bad this year?
Right, exactly. Keep
am
it
I going to mess this up? That's so funny when you think about it. You have a nine of clubs long range, which doesn't really tell you one way or the other if, you know, you're going to. But you also have a three of hearts with that. You don't see that in the book, but it's there. There's a three of hearts. So there is a certain amount of uncertainty for you. The Queen of Clubs are always uncertain, okay? So
right.
My suggestion, I don't think there's any reason to not proceed from what I see here.
Okay.
You have a six of hearts in Mars. Did you notice that coming up in your next period?
No, I don't have them in front of me, but I do.
Well,
see
that's
that.
His card. That's his card. He's a six of hearts ruling card. He's a king of hearts, but he's also a six of hearts. So I think that this could be good. I think being around him and with him will show you the parts of yourself that will go against being settled down.
Right.
Because he's very settled down kind of a guy. You understand?
Yeah.
So being with him, you're going to say, oh, wow, you know, I am so underqualified for this.
It feels like that. I'm trying not to be high strung around this thing because it's fairly nice and I'm enjoying my time.
Yeah. So, you know, be nice to yourself about it and be open to progressing and learning how to be a good partner with him. I think there's nothing here that's bad that I can see. Okay. There's nothing bad.
Yay.
And five of hearts, don't be worried about that because five of hearts just means a change for him.
Right. I always thought of that as a divorce card or something. And I'm thinking, oh,
well,
it is a
divorce card if you're married. Is he married already?
No.
Oh, then I guess it's not.
that works out then.
Yeah, there's nobody to divorce.
Right.
So it has to mean a change, and that change is probably going to be with you.
Great.
All right.
Well, thank
so
you, Robert.
Thanks for being
good
my
luck.
Guest, and good luck. Let us
you
know
too.
What's going
Bye.
On later, okay? Tune back in and
right.
call in. Let us know what's happening.
Will do. Have a
All
good
right.
evening. Bye.
Thank you. Good night. Okay, we've talked to the king, and we've talked to the queen. Now we're going to talk to the jack, and our jack's name is Kristen. Sounds like Kristen's no longer here. Is that true?
No, I'm here.
So, hello?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Kristen.
Oh, you are there. Good, Kristen.
Yes, I'm here.
So you are our jack of clubs, born on June 19, 1974. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty relaxed and mellow, and I feel good.
Very
so
good.
What's,
I always want to ask how somebody else is. That's my new thing. I try to consider everybody's feelings.
Oh, that's nice.
I've talked to you before about a certain person. He is a Queen of Hearts. His birthday is September 25th, 1980.
Okay.
And I took your advice that you gave me the last time, and I have not seen or spoken to this person. And
mm-hmm.
I'm quite devastated.
Oh, did my advice indicate that he would come back or be with you?
Yeah, you said you'd have me married by the end of the year.
Oh, I said you'd be married by the end of the year? By the end of which year?
If I listened to, He said, if I followed your advice and listened to you, you'd have me married by the end of the year.
Okay. So the year you're in right now or the last year?
I don't know what you meant. I took it as December 2010.
Well, when I talk about the end of the year in this system, I'm generally talking about the year that ends on your next birthday.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't remember specifically what happened, but it sounds like he doesn't want to be with you anymore. Is that true?
Well, we kind of had a falling out. This person is a very addictive personality, and he's very addicted to things he shouldn't be addicted to. And that's cost us a lot. As far as trust, money, all that good stuff.
Well, the bottom line is, I mean, I hate to make it so plain and evident, but if anybody is in a relationship with a person who's addicted to anything, it's not going anywhere. There's nowhere for it to go. See?
Right.
So what did I tell you to do?
You told me to tell him, look, I want to do this with my life. And I love you, and I want you to be in it.
Yeah.
And if you can't be in it, then you have to get... Well, I didn't quite use those exact words. It was more along the lines of, you know, not something that I want to repeat over the airwaves, but...
Okay, all right. So basically what I told you was to tell him what you really wanted to have happen in your life and give him an opportunity to step up to the plate or not, right?
Right.
That's what I told you. The reason I said that to you is because he's moon to you. He's a moon card to you. And you're the one who has to decide where the relationship is going. And that's what you did, it sounds like. Okay? The only thing about that is that he then has an opportunity to decide if that's where he wants to go. You follow?
So far.
Okay, so obviously he decided that's not really where he wants to go, where you want him to go.
Is there anything left in this or no?
Well, I think you did exactly the right thing. You did exactly the right thing yourself, okay? You really did. That was the best thing you possibly could have done. But you can't guarantee that anybody's going to come to be with you. You know what I mean? You were clear about what you want to have happen? And really, did you really mean it when you said it?
The part that I said I loved him, yes.
About what you wanted in your life.
He knows exactly what I want. But
wait a minute.
Having any kind of relationship with anybody besides the addiction.
Well, you know, okay, so you're better off without him. I know it may hurt you. But what do you want? You want an addicted person in your life? Is that really what you want?
No, I don't. I just wish that a big wave would come and hit him in the head and, you know, knock some sense into him. And
well, it might, but it's going to have, you know how we learn through these things, just let you know. We learn by pain and suffering. That's all that changes us. Do you understand? Nothing else will get us to change. Only pain and suffering. Do you understand that?
Yeah, because I am suffering with pain every day.
No, but he is too. He is too. He may be taking drugs to avoid his pain, which I'm sure he is. That's why he's taking them, to avoid something he doesn't want to feel. But he's experiencing a lot of suffering too. And when that suffering becomes great enough, he'll stop. Okay? But you don't know. There's no way for you to know when that's going to happen. So it's up to you to move forward. If you keep hanging on to him now that he's gone and decided that drugs are more important than you, then that's just you hating yourself. Do you understand? That's just you not loving yourself. It's it's not him anymore. It's you abusing yourself. If you keep hanging on to him, even though you did the right thing. You stood up and said what you wanted. You gave him an opportunity to step up to the plate. He chose not to. You need to let him go and move on.
And do you see him coming back?
I don't know. I don't see him coming back at this point. I wouldn't want him to come back.
Right.
Unless he had changed. I wouldn't want him back in your life unless he's changed. Okay?
Right,
so
well,
if the sooner you can let this go, I know it's hard, but you got to let it go. And the sooner you can let it go, the sooner that there's going to be an opening in your life for somebody to show up. Like somebody that has what you really want and really wants to give it to you. Wouldn't that be interesting? Okay?
It would, but I don't see that happening.
Well, if you don't see it happening, then you're stuck. And your future is very bleak. Because that's what you chose. Nothing we can do about it. I can't change it. Nobody else can change it. The cards can't even help you. If you're not willing to let something go that's hurting you, then you're going to keep hurting. Until you do. Okay? There's nothing noble about loving somebody who's not loving us. We all think it's kind of noble. Like there's a part of us that thinks, that kind of love that I feel and the pain I'm feeling for somebody else, we think it's kind of sacred in a way. We look at it like, well, it's just, this is really true love. But it's not. It's self-hatred in disguise. Think about that, okay? Just give it some thought.
I will.
All right. I appreciate you calling
and
being so honest. Thanks so much, Kristen. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, time for a short break before we pick up with our nine of clubs and our, let's see, what is it? We have another club. We've got a bunch of clubs. They're all clubs tonight. But a little song here called Seasons Change, and we'll be back, and we'll be talking to Amy here after the break. We'll be right back. The Seasons Change. I hope you enjoyed that. I haven't heard that myself. And actually, I like my own music. Okay. Go figure. Okay, now we're still continuing with our club tonight. It seems like it's all clubs. I do see a heart coming down the pike here, but so far, clubs. And next up is Amy from Atlanta. She's in Nine of Clubs, January 31st, 1967. Are you there, Amy?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm a Nine of Clubs, right?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, my issue, I am with the King of Hearts, which is kind of funny that I was listening to the other caller.
Yeah.
And we've had a mostly difficult relationship. We've been together like over 20 years, have 5 kids. And mm-hmm. we've gone through some major, you know, we're like at a crossroads, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of, it's been a rather difficult, let's say, challenging relationship.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. Now, are you on a cell phone?
Yes, unfortunately, and I have kind of bad cell sometimes, so I'm sorry.
Cell phones suck.
I know this one sucks really bad.
Yeah, well, next time you call in, don't call in with a cell phone, okay? Because we can't really hear you. We want to hear you. We really want to hear you, okay? So what's your husband's birthday?
9/24/66.
So he is a Virgo.
He's a Libra. So, he's on the cusp.
Okay, yeah, you're right. He's a Libra. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, so he's a king. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Same cards as the last caller. King of Hearts, Six of Hearts. So, I mean, I can see this relationship will be hard because there's so much Mars energy between the two of you.
Right.
And Mars is great for sex.
We do work together.
That helps. But still, even though you work together, still the fighting is there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, sure, I mean, have you had affairs before?
No.
Really? Most Nine of Clubs people do.
Well, that's probably one thing. No, I've told him that I need him to show me affection. And he's not very affectionate. In fact, I do feel like I'm kind of a vassal, a workhorse or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's not very grateful as a person,
yeah.
You know, which makes it a lot more difficult. And mm-hmm. I have fallen for other people, but it hasn't really progressed. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because he wants me back, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, Nine of Clubs really don't get married just to be married and have a family. What they want is that love connection with somebody.
Right, and I know that about myself. The funny thing is I was looking at his thing, his year, and I think I'm his, like, card of his, I am his result card for this year.
Well, yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, you guys are already married, so. And really, it's more important what's in your cards. You're the one who's calling up. He's not calling in.
I know.
So what is your question? Did you actually have a question?
Yes. Like I said, I'm at a crossroads, and it's.
What kind of crossroads are we talking about here?
Well, you know, he's like been kicking me out for 10 years and
Okay, now wait a minute. You're not, I want you to be a little more specific. Can you do that? Be specific.
Okay.
Like say it plainly. Say it really plain. You know, what is it you're thinking about doing? Leaving him or what?
Well, yes. We have been talking about separating.
Okay. All right. Just want to get clear about that. Okay, so you're thinking about separating. Now, what's your question?
Well, it's hard to do, you know. And
yeah, it always is hard because, mostly because of the money for most people. It's most about the money.
That's exactly right. When we're fairly comfortable, we don't really have too many conflicts, you know, when we're okay.
Well, what I'm saying is the reason that people don't separate is often because of the money, too. There's a fear of, will I have enough to take care of me if we break up? And yeah, money becomes the thing you fight about, but really, why would you not break up? If you're not really happy, why wouldn't you just go ahead and do it? What stops you?
Well, it's not that I'm not necessarily happy. I just think he's not happy with me. Like, I can't be good enough.
What I hear you saying is that you're not happy with him. Maybe my listeners could chime in, but I think we all would all agree that you seem to be the one who's not happy with him.
I'm not happy with the way he treats me.
Right. That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. So, see, one thing about King of Hearts, I'm just going to say this because I have spent a lot of time here on the phone and I don't have much more time to spend with you. But King of Hearts tend to look at women as just being the nanny after they get married, you know?
Right.
The kids come first. You're second. And if you're there, if you take care of the kids, you're valuable. If you don't take good care of the kids, you're not so valuable. That's kind of how King of Hearts look at it. Unfortunately, that's part of their basic nature. It's not that they all have to be that way. Some King of Hearts can become more aware and conscious and change that behavior, but most of them don't take the time to do that. You understand?
Yeah.
So, first of all, your husband's probably not going to change. You need to, like, take a look. That's probably not going to happen. So now, if he's really not going to change, if that's really true that he's not going to change, the question is, what are you going to do?
That is my question.
Yeah, so I can't answer that question for you. That's your question, you know? I mean, I could tell you what I would do in your situation, but I'm not you, you know? You are you, and you have to figure out what you're going to do. I can tell you one thing, though, for sure, he's not going to change.
Right.
Okay? I mean, the good thing about you and he is that you don't have a moon connection in the relationship, so neither one of you is, like, obligated to be with the other person. And breaking up will be equal for you guys. So that part is, in a way, good. Okay? But still, you still have to face the uncertainty of the future when you consider breaking up, you know?
Right.
It's always an uncertain situation. Your cards, though, I can tell that this is, you're meant to let go of this year. I think it's just your fear that's stopping you.
So we're meant to break up this year, basically, or let go
I think you're meant to let go of him. I'm not looking at his cards. I'm not really interested in his cards because he's not calling in on the show. You are. And in your cards, it shows that you are meant to let go. I mean, you already knew this before you called. You already knew this before you called here.
What does it show
Do you have
I'm
my
looking
books?
At my,
do you have
yeah,
my
I'm
books?
I'm looking at it.
Do you see the five? Do you see the Five of Hearts long range and Nine of Spades long range and your Four of Clubs spread?
No, I'm Nine of Clubs.
You're a Nine of Clubs and a Four of Clubs.
Okay. Oh, so I look at the Four of Clubs.
It's just as important as Nine of Clubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't really been looking at that.
Yeah, and your husband is also a Six of Hearts. So look
Correct.
At that, too. Look in both spreads, okay. Always. I'm glad you called just to find that out.
So the Five of Hearts is
go look it up.
Go?
We're going to have to go now because I've spent
Okay, thank
enough.
You. I'm
but good luck.
I'm sorry.
Good luck. Go look
Thank
up your
you.
Cards and read about them. Let go. It's time
okay.
to move on. Okay? Take care.
But that is still a choice. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I said take care.
All right.
I have to let you
Thank
go.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye, Amy. Okay, next up from Sioux City, Iowa, is Kathy, who's born September 17th, 1976. Are you there, Kathy?
Hello?
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 I said hello twice. Did you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Kathy? Kathy?
Yes, that's
there?
Me.
I said hello to you three times. Are you? Do you did you hear me or not?
Yes, I heard you and I was saying hello.
Okay, are you born September 17, 1976?
Yes.
Okay, quickly, what's your question?
Well, I just wanted, I'm doing, going through some changing, and I was wanting to know if I can financially afford to change my living situation. And if I do, is my mate going to go with me?
Is who going to go with you?
Is my boyfriend going to go with me? He's August 2nd, 1972.
Well, I don't know if he will or not, but you definitely need to get going. You definitely need to get going. And the money will be there if you're willing to work for it. Are you willing to work for it, or do you want it to come easy?
No, I'm willing to work for it.
Okay, if you're willing to work for it this year, you'll have the money you need, trust me. And your boyfriend, he'll have to decide for himself. You know, both of you have freedom issues. He has them greater than you do. I don't know. You'll have to ask him. I think if you ask him, though, he'll tell you. Okay?
I know.
Yeah.
I know,
but you definitely need to get going, Kathy. That's evident in the cards, okay? Just like my last call. You got to get moving. It's time for a change, okay?
Okay.
This is a good thing.
It's all
going to work out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great night, Kathy. Okay, moving right along, another club. It's been all clubs tonight. This is a 10 of clubs. November 10th, 1966, Jessica from Nashville. Are you there, Jessica?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello.
So I got my report, and I saw the 7 of spades long range.
Yeah.
I got a little panicky, and I wanted to talk to you about the best use of the energy for this year.
Uh-huh.
And is the 7 of spades the best card to look at, or should I be looking at some other cards? I just really want to try and create a successful relationship this year. And it looked like all work cards, and I got a little bummed.
Well, you are an all work kind of girl, you know.
I know.
So, what do you want the cards to lie to you? Oh, it's going to be a great year romantically because you're so interested in love. Well, are you really or not?
It would be nice. It would be nice. I saw the 8 of hearts in my planetary ruling, and I got a little excited.
Well, you know, yeah, it would be nice, but it has to be in alignment with who you are, too. You know, I mean, it has to be real. You can have a relationship anytime you want. I mean, how soon are you ready to leave some time in your life for that? See?
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been really working, creating that and making that time. So.
Well, this 7 of spades long range is not about love, though it could be, because there happens to be a 7 of hearts there. Actually, with it, doesn't show up in the book, but you can take my word for that. And you do have some hearts in your 3 of diamonds spread. Let me look at your 3 of hearts spread. Yeah, you got lots of hearts. So, you know, I think the biggest challenge for you is coming to terms with all of your own uncertainty around love. All of your questions that you have and fears and considerations. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
as soon as you get clear about that, I mean, there's so many guys out there, and I'm sure you're an attractive woman and you're highly intelligent and, you know, you can have whatever you want, but you got to get clear inside yourself. There's got to be some peace in there somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A peaceful place where love can exist. All right?
Okay. All right. I'm working on that. And
yeah,
I
good,
am.
Good,
I really am.
Good.
And the
well,
seven,
I think,
I'm trying to use my 10 of clubs to manifest that.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you need a man that's going to be okay with your career stuff, right?
Yes.
So you don't want any men that you're moon to. Look for people that have moon connections between you and potential partners. Because if you're moon to them, they're going to want you to give up your career and be there for them. See?
Right.
It's not a personal matter. It's just the way that connection works out. So don't take it personally if they have that feeling. That's what they're going to want if they're moon, if you're moon to them. So you might want to consider not dating anybody who you're moon to, like no Jack of Clubs, no Eight of Diamonds, no Four of Diamonds, no Four of Hearts, no Ace of Clubs. There's a whole list of them. But you can look it up in the book and see who they are, okay? And
okay.
A Queen of Hearts is always considered a good marriage for a Ten of Clubs. Okay? So keep your eyes open for one of those kind of guys to show up. A Queen of Hearts.
And the Seven of Spades energy, the best use of that?
That's for work. That's you taking a chance on doing something that you really want to do, even though, and you think you should do, even though there's no evidence to support that you'll actually be successful.
Cool.
Yeah. It's funny, I know another Ten of Clubs who's actually the exact same birthday as you. I know a woman in China who is exactly your birthday, so she has exactly the same cards. And this year, she's decided to take on this huge project, and there's no evidence to support that, you know, she's going to be successful at it, but she's going for it anyway. So if you see something like that appear, you need to jump on that. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for being my guest tonight, Jessica.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. Okay, I think we have time for one more caller, and we're kind of getting run out of time. So this is Nancy. She's August 27th, 1957, from Tennessee. She's the Queen of Hearts, our first card of any suit, other suit than clubs. But she happens to be a Ten of Clubs ruling card. Are you there, Nancy?
I'm here, Robert.
Welcome to the show.
And my question is, what do you see in the year ahead, career-wise and possibly relationship-wise?
Well, what are you doing career-wise? What's on your mind these days career-wise? What are you up to?
Well, I've talked to you before. I'm the one who has written a play and hopefully getting my play out there.
Yeah, and you have a Ten of Hearts long range this year, which is about getting the word out. I've already told you this. I've already given you this reading. Why are you asking for it again?
Well, I've had a birthday since then.
Oh, but I did talk about this year.
Well, when I called you to order books, because I'm always giving away my books, because I have love card books, and I'm always giving it to people, so
yeah,
I have to keep
yeah.
calling and ordering books, and that's when we spoke.
Okay. Well, you have fantastic cards. You have to be reaching out to the public and to people this year. You have a Ten of Hearts and an Eight of Hearts long range. I mean, these are fantastic cards that you can use in love and business. Basically, if I were you, I would make a wish list. You know, be really specific. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to have accomplished by the end of this year? And
okay.
I would think big. I would think big about it, too. Big, you know. And that's love and career.
Now, do you mean 2010 or do you mean the end of my birthday year?
The birthday year.
Okay.
So you're just getting started. You're just in your Venus period now. So it's
just
getting going. So
well,
by your next birthday, you should have the love that you're looking for. Absolutely. And the career
you're
thing also.
Me. I'm so particular and I've been so long. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, amazing things can happen. I mean, it should happen this year. But see, you do have to take action on this. You can't be sitting back and saying, oh, well, Robert said it's going to happen, so I can just wait for it to happen. That's not going to work. You know, you're going to have to be a little proactive about this, okay?
And as usual, I would forego the relationship for the career also, which maybe that's not real good on my part.
Why can't you have both, you know?
Well, hey, there's an idea.
There's a concept to consider.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, well, good. Well, I wish you well. This should be a really fun year for you.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
You're a fortunate person, and you deserve some good luck, and I think this is going to be the year you have it. So get out there and make it happen.
Great. Thanks again.
All right, Nancy. Thanks for being my guest tonight. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to wrap it up for the night. We're getting close to time anyway. But thanks, everybody, for participating tonight. Thank you for calling in. Even those of you that said hello four times to me. We'll be back next week with a new show, and hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you then. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yona prachodayam Om Burgura Svahatat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yonna prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yonna prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Vahatat Savitura Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonna Prachodayam Om Guru Bhuva Vahatat Savitura Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Savitur Varinyam
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya.